Marine Services. It's currently 67 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews are combing through the damage left behind by a series of severe flash floods in central Texas. Over 40 people are still missing throughout the Texas Hill Country, and at least 80 people have been confirmed dead. Reagan Brown and his parents were able to escape the floodwaters and save some of their neighbors in the town of Hunt.
They were able to escape up the hill, and they got word of their neighbor being stuck in her attic, so they went over and rendered aid and got her out. She's 92 years old.
More rain is in the forecast for the region for later today, sparking fears of additional flash flooding. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. The president is also scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today. It comes as Trump has been touting a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Doha, Qatar in recent days. This is ABC News. The FBI and the Department of Justice have released several hours of footage they say helps to confirm Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide in his Manhattan jail cell in 2019, all while he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
According to a memo detailing the findings, investigators found the video showed no one entering the area in the overnight hours before Epstein was found unresponsive. But perhaps the biggest bombshell, investigators say they found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. For years, Epstein has been at the center of conspiracies surrounding both his death and a rumored client list allegedly used to blackmail powerful men.
Flood watches are in effect from Virginia to New Jersey today as Tropical Depression Chantal makes its way north. The storm brought flash flooding when it made landfall as a tropical storm. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Canned peas, not the early peas, the big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas, but that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to Starving Kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, "Here, you can mail my peas to India." Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood, "You just wait until your father gets home." Oh man, Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point. which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Court & Main makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Court & Main, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then, join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a nice quiet start to the work week here across much of the region. However, that will not be the case all week. We do have a couple of weather systems coming in. The first one should arrive later tonight and tomorrow, bringing a high chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. The severe weather should stay off to the west and south of Wisconsin, but we could see rain amounts of at least a couple tenths of an inch. That system will slide away as we head into Wednesday, leaving us with quiet weather once again for a day or two. Temperatures remaining relatively seasonal throughout the week. Then a new weather system will slide in by Thursday night and Friday. Should bring us some more showers and thunderstorms. The rain with that could be just a bit heavier later Friday. And Saturday, we're on the back end of that system, but possibly still producing a couple of spotty showers. Not a whole lot of change with the temperatures, maybe a few degrees cooler for the upcoming weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 82 with light and variable winds. Tonight, the clouds increase, 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, low at 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. High temperature 79 with winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, a couple of leftover showers, otherwise some areas of fog possible, low 64. And Wednesday breaks with sunshine, slightly humid. Small chance of a shower in the far southern part of the area, high at 82. Thursday partly cloudy, low 61, high 84. Friday mostly cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times, low in the 60s with a high of 83. Saturday breaks of sunshine, temperatures topping out near 80, passing showers or storms possible. Sunday partly cloudy and breezy with a high near 80 degrees. Enjoy that nice weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed
to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It is 68 degrees. Yesterday's high was 84 here at the studios. No precipitation recorded on Sunday. The morning low today was 61 degrees. In the record books for July 7th, 102, the record high in 1936. The record low, 42 in 1984. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:44 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 5:29. Right now we have a northwest wind at 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.13. That is steady. And after that low of 61, we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, and sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll take a look at local sports, a detail or two on the Brewers weekend as well, including a great comeback for pitcher Brandon Woodruff. Those stories coming up.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
With sports, I'm Phil Nee. Those of us here at the radio station lost a good friend over the weekend. Claire Haig died on July 4th. He was a longtime coach of track and field and cross country and other sports at Richland Center High School. Claire and his wife Patty and their two daughters, Paulie and Abby, moved to Richland Center in 1970. Claire was a physical education teacher and coach for Richland School District and retired from the district after a distinguished career. He loved coaching track and field the most. The 1983 season, Richland Center girls track and field team won the WIAA state championship. From putting down chalk at Story Field before meets to helping out in later years when a new rubberized track was installed at Richland Center High School, Claire was always working for the betterment of high school athletes. He retired in the year 2000, but helped out with many track and cross country teams. I remember fondly his early morning visits to the WRCO studios the morning after a track meet. He would sit down at the table and with a highlight pen make note of all the top performers and personal best achievements by the individuals and relay teams. Claire would often point out an athlete that may not have been the top finisher, but would point out how much they had improved during the season. We will miss Claire and his enthusiasm for Richland Center High School. There will be a visitation for Claire and Patty Haig in Richland Center to be scheduled for later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dodgeville held on for a 5-4, 11-inning win over Arena in a heated battle played Sunday at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. The host Knights scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the opening inning and did not score again until the 10th. Arena played a 2 in the second and tied the score in the 6th. The game was tied at 3 until the 10th inning. Both teams had runners placed at second base at the start of the inning. The Aces plated a run on an RBI fielder's choice by Alex Stotts. The Knights tied the game at 4 when a run scored on an error in the bottom of the 10th. Arena did not score in the top of the 11th. In the bottom of the frame, Dodgeville loaded the bases. With a drawn-in infield, the Knights' Grant Hying had a base hit, which scored the winning run. Arena's Jimmy Jennings deserved a better fate on the day as he worked 10 innings, struck out 9, gave up 5 hits, and walked 1. Ethan Wickman pitched the 11th and suffered the loss. Trenton Riddell pitched 7 innings for Dodgeville. Ty Paulskill worked 3, and Taryn Bockup pitched the 11th to get the win. Grant Hying and Brock Henkel each had 2 hits for the Knights. Trey Schulte had 2 hits and walked once while scoring twice for Arena. Max Miles doubled and scored for the Aces. With the 5-4, 11-inning win, Dodgeville is now 7-2. Arena fell to 6-3 and will play at Verona on Sunday. In other Western Section hometown baseball scores, Hollandale 8-0 over Wyota, Verona 12, Ridgeway 2. Muscadet picked up a big win over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 2-0. Blanchardville 9, Scholesburg Benton 8. The Belleville at Argyle game was postponed. In the Northern Section, Cazenovia and Mazamani were rained out Saturday night. They played it yesterday, and Mazamani held off the Caz Reds 3-1. Ashton 12, Black Earth 3. Middleton 10, Reedsburg 1. Wanakee 4-2 over Cross Plains. In the East, Cottage Grove over Poinette 7-4. Montello beat Wisconsin Dells 9-5. In the Southeast, Fort Atkinson 22-1 over Lake Mills. Utica 10-8 over Evansville. Stoughton 8, Jefferson 2. Cambridge 12-9 over Albion. And Footville, a winner against McFarland, 7-0. On the state of Wisconsin scene, looking like he'd never been away, Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched his team to a 3-1 victory at Miami Sunday. It was Woodruff's first major league start in nearly 22 months. He went 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 1 run, striking out 8 without a walk. Milwaukee scored twice on Jackson Churio's 3rd-inning home run. Churio then plated an insurance run in the 8th with a sacrifice fly. An outstanding effort for Brandon Woodruff, his manager, Pat Murphy.
No one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational. Any worries anybody had about this guy being able to pitch in his future or whatever, I mean, wow, he was right on it. Location, stuff, everything. It just tells you a lot about who the guy is.
And Brandon Woodruff talked about his comeback.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. And honestly, pitch-wise, I've had a terrible changeup this whole process, and today it was good. You know, you just can't, like, you need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
Brandon Woodruff, well, next in line for the Brewers, a big game with the Dodgers tonight. The Dodgers at 56-35, first in the National League West. The Brewers 50-40, second in the National League Central. The Dodgers are 6-4 in the last 10 games. The Brewers 6-4 in the last 10 games. Looking at some notes on baseball elsewhere, the Cubs over St. Louis 11-0. Philadelphia 3-1 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Minnesota 5, Detroit over Cleveland 7-2, Toronto 3, the Angels 2. Interleague play, Baltimore 2-1 over Atlanta, Boston 6, Washington 4, the Yankees 6-4 over the Mets, Colorado 6, the White Sox 4, Kansas City 4-0 over Arizona, Seattle 1, Pittsburgh 0, Houston 5-1 over the Dodgers, San Diego 4, Texas 1, San Francisco 6-2 over the Athletics. Manager Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo have been fired by the Washington Nationals amid their 6th consecutive losing season since they won the 2019 World Series. The move came hours after a 6-4 loss in Washington on Sunday, completing a sweep by the Boston Red Sox. In other sports on the state scene, Brewer ace Freddie Peralta will be the team's lone representative for the July 15th Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta. Manager Pat Murphy tells reporters Peralta really deserves this one. The hard thrower has a 9-2 record with an ERA of 2.91 after 18 starts. His four-seam fastball is averaging a career-best 95 miles an hour this season. His previous All-Star spot came in the 2021 season. Peralta earns a bonus of $100,000 for making the team. An NBA reporter has struck out a little off the mark a couple of times when it comes to Damian Lillard. The beat writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper reported that the team wouldn't approve Lillard's request to return home to Portland, Oregon, so he could be with his family while recovering from his torn Achilles. On an Instagram post, Lillard says, "That is not so." The team did approve his request. He also posted that Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo was not happy when Lillard was waived. ESPN reports Giannis was looped in on the decision to waive the star guard. I am Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports on this Monday morning. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaltCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
My girl is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored. Asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pesos. Might be Motel 6, but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Lights are starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey. Let's party like we on vacation. Hey, let's party like we on vacation. Toes up in the sand, cold in my hand. Toes up in the sand, cold in my hand. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. I got my solo cup amplifier playing all my jams in my Walgreens beach chair, working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some red stripe. But I'm Indicator, baby, crushing on that. Hey. coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. My eyes are starting melting, so I'll take another swallow, singing.
Thomas Rhett on the Town Taxi Triple Play as we take you on vacation. Right now, here's Rebecca Lynn Howard.
I work all day in a breakneck run just to come home to another pile of work that be done. And all I want to do is flop on the couch and die. Comes in, he's give out to us. Say it's pizza or nothing. And Trixie's all out of dog food. I could just break right down and cry. Started on Saturdays. All I do is rearrange the clutter. Yeah, I invent a shabby chic. Who wants to mow when it's so dang hot? Me and baby got a theory about our little half-acre lot. If it blooms, it's not. While somebody else does the dishes.
that's right.
Off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be. I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove. Mama, I can hear your voice that tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove. Voila, an American dream. Well, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes, and Dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Falling down, I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes, and Dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. Split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94 or 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come first.
We hope you enjoyed the Town Taxi Triple Play on WRCO Radio. We'll get you set for the upcoming day, the week, for trivia as well, with a trivia question of the day in a little bit here today. A chance to win a great prize from Subway if you know the correct answer. Today, seasonal and temperatures in the low 80s expected. So we're going to get some more typical summer weather post 4th of July.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win.
drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through with the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Get the devil when walking my shoes. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Now back in the day, I was high, test gasoline. Maybe I'm more like last year's kerosene. But I still burn. I still burn. You walked away while there was still a little left making me. Like a half-smoked cigarette, but I learned. Yeah, I learned. Don't go chasing a memory. That's just your past. Dressed up like a destiny. You're better off pressing on. Let me be. Don't go chasing a memory. Mind, the one that can do no wrong. That image of you has never gone from my mind. I'm leaving you in that untouchable frame. Don't go chasing a memory that's just a past dressed up.
lights are burning bright. Tailgating with some brothers of mine. Kickoff time still gives us butterflies, and it's good to see. Yeah, it's good to see some things stay the same. Living life back dated, 'cause we know change is overrated. The best part smile. You're looking good, girl. It's been a while, and it's good to see. Yeah, it's good to see some things stay the same.
Michael Lee on WRCO. Change is overrated. That's what I've been maintaining for a long time. But nonetheless, coming up, our trivia question of the day. Don't change that dial.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest-cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Trivia Time is sponsored by Richland Center Subway. If you know the right answer, get ready to call. Subway is the spot right here in Richland Center on the Sextonville Road. Richland Center, discover better for you sub sandwiches.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
All right, trivia time. What was the name of the man who hosted game shows such as Tattletales, Super Password, and Win, Lose, or Draw? 608-647-4155, TV Trivia. What was the name of the man who hosted shows such as Tattletales, Super Password, and Win, Lose, or Draw? You win big if you're the first one to call in with the right answer today. Here's Skip Ewing.
In the cold wind, watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going, don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines, don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better from a passenger seat. Pick up the keys, let's go, I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes. Dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop, love me a hotel, love me a drive-thru, finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll, I'm a road dog.
Congrats to our esteemed winner today, Mr. Brian Parker. Nice job. He knew the right answer. The man who hosted such game shows as Tattle Tales, Super Password, and Win, Lose, or Draw, none other than Bert Convy. Bert, too, won an Emmy Award for Tattle Tales. Sadly, he passed away from a brain tumor back in 1991. But he was a staple on TV for many, many years. And way back when, he was a member of a group called The Cheers, back in the 50s, and they actually had a hit called, what was it, Black Motorcycle, Motorcycle Boots, was that? Yeah, I've played it before, it's been a long, long time, but Dark Sunglasses and Motorcycle Boots or whatever, but it was a bike rider song, and he was in a musical group before he ever became a TV star. So, Bert Convy, the correct answer, Brian wins a great prize from Subway in Richland Center, the sub of the day. There's Kenny Chesney in Old Dominion.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my daddy at least once a week to
glowing that 90 high def TV. After I work my four fingers down to the bone, last thing I wanna do is go home and drink alone. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. There's some folks that'll see me through thick and thin. Start seeing life through a rose-colored neon lens.
Thank you very much, Sharon, WRCO. And it was killing me, so I had to look it up. Yeah, black denim trousers and motorcycle boots. I couldn't think of, I was thinking it was black sunglasses, but black denim trousers and motorcycle boots. Bert Convy was in a group called The Cheers and recorded a little ditty. In fact, I just happened to put my finger on it right now.
And motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took her like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Bert Convy and the Cheers right there. That's taking us back a little bit, way back to 1955. Kind of ushered in the era of those tragedy songs. There were a lot of them back then. All right, we head toward Trails time, 9 o'clock news, and Mayor Todd in the studio today for the morning show. Here's Alan Jackson.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go down. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Thank you.
ride a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high, you know. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go up downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news is next at 9. It is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in downtown Spring Green, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, bowling, and video games.